Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the third Sunday of Kiyak, and today the Gospel is a continuation of last week's Gospel. You know, in the month of Kiyak, we march through the chapter 1 of the Gospel of St. Luke. And so last week, the Gospel was about the Annunciation of Archangel Gabriel to our mother, St. Mary. And after Archangel Gabriel told her about the Incarnation, as if that news was not enough, the Archangel also then tells her some other great news, that her cousin, her relative, St. Elizabeth, who was called barren, is also pregnant. And so the Gospel today begins: "Now Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth." And the greatness of Saint Mary is seen in her humility, her willingness to take the lowest place, her willingness to go and serve her relative. And I feel like Saint Mary, she knew the Gospel before the Gospel was written. She knew that our Lord would teach later, "Whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be the first among you," she became the first, "let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Saint Mary knew that God is a humble God, that we have a humble God, and that God loves to work with humble people, that He glorifies the humble people. And that's why the praise of Saint Mary that is mentioned in Luke chapter 1 is all about the Lord lifting up the lowly. She says, "My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has regarded the lowly state of His maidservant," lowly state. "He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly." But what is the key to this humility? Why would someone behave in this way? What would cause someone to empty themselves like this? How did Saint Mary have this heart of service? How did she have, I could say, like the heart of God? I think the key answer is faith, her faith in God, her faith in God. And in the Gospel of today, Saint Elizabeth told Saint Mary something which I think could easily apply to us. Saint Elizabeth told Saint Mary, "Blessed is she who believed. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which are told her from the Lord." Faith is so powerful. Faith is transformational. Faith is absolutely essential to the Christian life. In the book of Hebrews, the chapter of faith, it says you cannot please God if you don't have faith. You have to have faith in order to be pleasing to God. And at the end of our life, each one of us will stand before the throne of God, and God will judge us. And in any trial, one can be found guilty or one can be found not guilty. But in the Bible, the Bible doesn't use the term "not guilty." It uses the term "justified." And St. Paul makes it very clear in his epistles to the Romans and Galatians that man is justified. How can man stand before the throne of God? How is man going to be judged by God? We will be justified by our faith. In the Pauline epistle of today, St. Paul makes it very clear that Abraham was justified by his faith, not by fulfilling the acts of the Old Testament. Doing things or not doing things alone will not justify us before God. And one ideology that is so prevalent these days is the idea that it's okay, we could just be good people. And as long as you're good, then you will be okay before God. This sounds good, but actually this is not so good. It sounds good, but it is not so good. Because then I could ask this person, what does it mean to be good? And how much goodness do you need to have to get in? If the level is that I need to be good to go to heaven, well, how much good do I need to do? And what about the sins that I do? The thief that was crucified with the Lord, he was justified by his faith in the Lord. He didn't live an honest or worthy life, but he was justified because he believed in the Lord Christ. On the other hand, a few weeks ago, we read about the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler was someone good. He was good. He completed all the law. He said, I completed all of these things from my youth. But because he loved the things of this world, his good life was not good enough. His good life was not good enough because he lacked faith in God. If we go back to the Pauline epistle, St. Paul makes the case that Abraham, what's the relationship between Abraham and St. Mary? They both had faith. They both had amazing faith. Abraham was called and given the promise and called to be a father to many nations before any of the Mosaic law, before the circumcision. So St. Paul says in the Pauline epistle today, he says, and he received the sign of circumcision, the sign of circumcision, as a seal of the righteousness of the faith. As a seal of righteousness. So circumcision is the seal of his righteousness and his faith, which he had while he was still uncircumcised, that he might be a father to all those who believe. He will be a father to all those who believe. Though they are uncircumcised, although they didn't follow the law, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. And the father of circumcision to those who are not only of the circumcision, but those who walk, Ismaudi, but who also walk in the steps of faith. Who walk in the steps of faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. What made Abram become Abraham? What made all the great characters of the Bible is their faith. And that's why faith should be considered the door to heaven. Faith is the key to unlock God's power and grace in our life. And that's why I want to liken this as like a treasure chest. And two important reasons for faith that I want to share with you today. We're going to learn two things about faith. One thing is that faith, by my faith, my sins are forgiven. By my faith, my sins are forgiven. The cleansing power of the sacraments, of my confession, of my taking communion, is dependent on my faith in the sacrament. Yani, مثلاً, you have two kids, and then they complete a homework assignment. One person, he studies diligently. He's reading. He's thinking. He's researching. He's doing all these things. He completes his homework assignment to the best of his ability. The other one takes the homework assignment and copies it from him. At the end, both have completed the homework assignment, but one was edified by the homework assignment. The other one didn't benefit from the homework assignment. People can come and take communion, and it could be the same communion, but they could benefit in different ways according to their faith. That's why even in the parable of the sower, it's the same seed that's given to every ground. But the one that has the good ground is the one that takes the seed, the one that benefits from the seed. How do you benefit from the sacraments depends on your faith. Actually, St. Paul, he says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 when he's talking about the resurrection. He says, if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. Your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. You are still in your sins. Faith is required to forgive sins. St. Paul is saying that our faith is meaningless if Christ is not risen. And this idea directly tied to sin. If we don't have faith, then we are still in our sins. I will be a slave of sin, and sin is a cruel master. But if we have faith, if we believe in the Lord, then our sins are forgiven, because faith is the key to the forgiveness of sins. Then we are liberated from the condemnation that brings sin, and then we can be justified before God. You know, in the story of the sinful woman, when we were reading it in the Agbaya last night, it hit me that the sinful woman, she washed the feet of the Lord, and the Lord told her, your sins are forgiven you. And then at the end, it says, go in peace, your faith has saved you. Her faith is what saved her. Her faith is what? How she received the forgiveness of sin. It is what led her to do this wonderful action, to wash the feet of the Lord. Our faith is what saves us. Two problems that I see with regards to sin these days that is hurting our faith. The first problem is that we don't think of sin as devilish or evil. Yani now, if you talk to the society, mafish haga smaha sin. It's not. It's just a bad habit. It's just it's not good. It's just not. It's not evil. It's not like fi shaitan. Like no one's like attacking. It's nothing like this. The kalam just old people say just to scare us to do. So they deny that, they don't even recognize sin in our life. So they just keep sinning, not realizing they are sinning because the whole world kept us sinning. And it became normal to sin. The other problem that I see this day is that sin can destroy my morale. It destroys my self-esteem. Sin leads me to a life of despair. It causes me to lose hope that things can change. But both of these problems are solved by faith. Faith opens the eyes of the blind. So if faith can open the eyes of the blind, it can open our hearts to see the sin which we commit knowingly or unknowingly. And the more we live by faith, the more we approach the light, the more conscious I will be of my own sin. Tخيل واحد has stains on their galabeya or clothes, and to wear clothes, and they have stains on their clothes, but they're sitting in darkness. They will never see the stains on their clothes. But once the light is turned on, then you look down and say, oh, I have sins. When we approach the light will make us conscious of our sins. The second problem is caused by lack of faith in the promises of God. The second problem is, why would we despair if God has taken away our sins? Why would we despair if God has risen from the dead and defeated Satan? So we should never despair. And actually, St. John, he speaks of these two problems in 1 John. He say, if we have no sin, that's problem number one. If we have no sin, he says, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we faithfully confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins. Do you trust that you can do you have faith in God that he will take away your sins? The psalm of today is from Psalm 85. Psalm 85 is one of the most beautiful psalms about the nativity. As if the church picked this psalm for the nativity. It says, mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Saint Ambrose, when he comments on this psalm, he sees the wise man at the manger of the Lord. Like when he reads this psalm, he pictures the wise men sitting before the nativity of the Lord. And he says, when the wise men looked upon the little one in the stable, they said, unto us a child is born. Then when they looked up and saw the star in heaven, they exclaimed, a son is given. On one hand, a gift from the earth. On the other hand, a gift from heaven. For both are one person, perfect in both respects. And he went to say that this is the humanity and the divinity coming to the earth. And the reason for bringing up this psalm, that was just some background, but the reason for bringing up this psalm is that this psalm speaks about forgiveness of sins, that Christ came to forgive us our sins. If you read the entire psalm, it says, Lord, will you be angry with us forever? Will you stay angry with us? And the psalm says, you have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. How did the Lord cover our sin? How did he defeat our sin? It is through mercy, truth, justice, and peace. Sin was defeated through the incarnation. When these characteristics were manifested in the life of the Lord, his mercy, tachayil how his mercy worked. His mercy worked when he met the tax collectors and the harlots. The Lord showed them, yani dor mafrud yibo condemned, the sinners, sinful woman, sinner. But God, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave them mercy. He gave them mercy. His truth exposed the self-righteousness of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Truth da crushes sin, because the light crushes sin. His righteousness and his justice, his righteousness, his goodness, his justice appealed to the disciples. And when they saw the Lord Jesus, they left everything to follow him. They saw that the Lord, wow, you are so good, you are so righteous, we want to be with you. And his peace, how many times did the Lord heal the brokenhearted? His peace healed the brokenhearted. All of these characteristics of God can be accessed if you want mercy, if you want truth, if you want justice, righteousness, and peace in your life. All of these characteristics are accessed through faith, through faith. And these characteristics are what defeated sin. Another quick reason for faith is that faith gives me direction in the world. It gives me direction in the world. Sometimes when we speak about faith, we only think about our faith as doctrine, as beliefs. But actually, faith is more than this. That's why St. Paul, Biur Kida, so many times, he says, the righteous, the just shall live by... How shall the just live? The just will live by faith. We don't walk by sight, or the faith, we walk by faith, not by sight. And so my faith is more than just a label that I am a Coptic Orthodox Christian. It is more than belief and knowledge. Faith is alive. It is action. It is being. It is a way of life. Our Coptic Orthodox Church, faith is life, not just principles on a page. It is the life of Egbeia, it's the life of prostration, it's the life of fasting, it's the life of prayer, it is the life of vigil, it's the life of service, it's the life of meditation on the saints. All of these together become faith, integral aspects of the faith. And my faith, once I have this faith then transforms all the interactions that I have in this world. Faith now redefines our relationship together. No longer you should love your enemies. Tabuai. This is part of our faith. Saint Mary and Saint Elizabeth, they are cousins, but actually their faith makes them more than cousins. It makes them sisters. Actually, it makes them more than sisters. It actually makes them one body. So faith, that has the ability to bring and redefine relationships. So no longer are we separate people. Actually, faith brings us together to be one body. Faith removes anxiety. It removes anxiety. If I have faith in God, it says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these, the Gentiles seek. The Gentiles, another word for Gentiles, is the unbelievers, the ones who don't have faith. But if the ones who have faith, they don't need to not worry about these things, for the Heavenly Father provides all these things. And lastly, faith allows us to endure hardship. It allows us to endure hardship. It allows us to turn complaining into gratitude. That's why Hebrews chapter 11, I'll conclude with this, is Hebrews chapter 11. It says, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others were mocked in scourgings. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. All these things, having obtained a good testimony through faith, but they did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that we should not be made perfect apart from us. Faith that is so powerful, and we see faith in the life of Saint Mary today. I want us to take away these two ideas about faith, that through faith we can have forgiveness of sins, and through faith, faith redefines our life. It redefines everything in every aspect. We live differently because of our faith. That's why we can say with Elizabeth to Saint Mary, blessed is the one who believed. Blessed is she who believed, or blessed are you if you believe. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.